This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer in for Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN. We'll get back to the Niagara Falls topic. Again, some great response on the text board. We've had some great calls. Again, I want to get to your calls after we talk with Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns. And I should just point this out. This was an already scheduled segment with the clerk. I know he was on yesterday. Now he's racking up his frequent flyer miles. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. I feel like a co-host today.
Yes, yes. Well, I know David asked a lot of great questions, and I'm probably going to ask a few after we make this announcement, but you want to talk about an event happening this weekend.
Well, it's happening on August 7th. It's a Thursday at 10 a.m. at Old County Hall. It's when we, through our salutes program, through the William J. Donovan Purple Heart Recipient Book of Merit, and where we honor veterans who have received the Purple Heart by adding their names to the William J. Donovan Purple Heart Recipient's Book of Merit. It's a great event, Joe. It honors our veterans, their surviving family members, and we still have time. You can submit requests to the Erie County Clerk's Office by August 1st. And then their names will be included. You can come down. We've got a beautiful ceremony. Hopefully the weather will cooperate. We'll have outside of Old County Hall. But if it rains, we have a plan. We'll be in the old courtroom. It's a beautiful courtroom here at 92 Franklin. But if you go to erie.gov/clerk and then Purple Heart Form, and you can email that to us at salutes@erie.gov. The most important thing that you need to show, we at the Erie County Clerk's Office, we file the DD-214. That's the discharge paper that a veteran receives after they've been discharged from the military. And on that discharge paper, it'll say Purple Heart recipient and all the other awards they received. And we need that in order to be included in the William J. Donovan Purple Heart Book of Merit. It's Joe, we've honored nearly 575 people, heroes, since I've been Erie County Clerk in Erie County. And it's a great thing because a lot of times, especially many of our Vietnam veterans, they weren't told thank you. And the family members, even some of the deceased veterans who maybe never received that thank you or that honor, their family members come down. They get recognition that they really do deserve. And many of them, once again, this is just such a great day and a great ceremony. So I do want to thank Old County Hall. That will be illuminated in purple from August 4th to August 10th in recognition of Purple Heart Appreciation Day. But August 7th, coincidentally, is National Purple Heart Day. So everything is lining up this year, and I think it's really important to honor our veterans. And it's a great event. It's a great ceremony. And if you're listening, maybe a you know, your dad, maybe a grandfather, maybe a brother, an uncle, or aunt, anyone in your family who's received the Purple Heart, deserves that proper recognition. And it will be in that book in perpetuity. And what I'm really, really honored is that we were the first clerk's office in the state of New York to provide this honor to our Purple Heart veterans through the Salutes program. And I think many of our veterans, they truly, truly, and their family members are thankful to receive that recognition many, many years after they've served our country and provided freedom for us.
So this is August 7th, and you have till August 1st, close of business August 1st, Mickey, to get those names in?
We're always flexible. We're always flexible with people. You know, if you want to call, I know sometimes some people don't do email. You can call 858-6787, 858-6787. And Joe, it's essential to honor the brave men and women who've served and sacrificed for our country. They deserve the recognition. And, you know, I'm committed to maintaining a record of military heroes. That's what we do in the Erie County Clerk's Office. We maintain records. So it's so important. Since 2018, we've done this. And Joe, you know, many of our Vietnam veterans, my dad served in Korea as a combat Army veteran. And he would tell me the stories of our different war heroes where you listen to the veterans, they would have to get off the plane after serving in the jungles of Vietnam, take off their uniform at the airport bathroom and put it in a bag so they weren't spat upon or they weren't yelled at or cursed at or called baby killers. I mean, this is just so egregious of where we were at one point in time and where we are today. So I'm glad that people respect the military. They honor our veterans. And once again, if that person is living, we want to do it while they're living. You know, don't put it off till next year. So we will be flexible. You can either email us once again at salutes@erie.gov or call 858-6787 for the William J. Donovan Purple Heart Recipients Book of Merit 2025 ceremony. We're hopeful that we'll get a lot of people there, and it's just so exciting.
And I will post this on my socials as well after this segment, Mickey. I think it's awesome what you're doing, and it will be great to see the old county hall lit up between the 4th and 10th.
It's really important because, you know, when you think about it, we have so many people that they go and they do a duty on behalf of our country. One of the people we don't talk about is the family members who also sacrifice. Many of the wives or family members who are there to support, maybe the husband or wife have been, they've been, you know, asked to go overseas to serve our country. We know now we're on high alert with everything that's going on in the world. If they're deployed, someone has to maintain the family. And many times it's the mom or the dad. They're working a full-time job. The family comes together. And remember, this is an all-voluntary military. It's not like the days of my dad where people got drafted. It's all voluntary, even though you do have to sign up for selective service. I didn't serve in the military, and my father used to say, you know, I served so you didn't have to. We don't want wars. We don't want people serving, but unfortunately, freedom isn't free. And if it needs to be, there are people who will put their lives on the line on behalf of this country. I don't think we recognize them enough. I don't think we talk about them enough. We over-glorify our sports heroes. What about our veterans? They should be honored. And these men and women, I've heard story after story after story from these veterans, you know, people like Dr. Long, in his mid-90s, who, you know, was in World War II, one of the, you know, last remaining surviving World War II veterans, was in Washington, D.C., to be honored for Memorial Day. I mean, these people are heroes. The people who earn the Purple Heart, that means they were wounded in combat or killed. It's not something that you want, but it's something that should be remembered. And I know, Joe, I know you haven't served in the military. I haven't served in the military. We're so lucky to have those brave men and women who are there on the front lines for us to protect our freedom.
We are. We are. God bless each and every one of them, including our own David Bellavia.
His book is tremendous. And what I like about his book, if you read it, and I tell him this over and over again, David talks about the realities of war. He doesn't glorify it like it's a video game or it's a movie. David was in some serious situations. He hurt, you know, he unfortunately was able to get the highest honor, the Medal of Honor, something that I don't think anybody wants, because that means you're in some serious combat. And his book is just, you know, unbelievable, because my father used to talk not too much about his service, but anyone who's been in combat, anyone who's served, they're not there bragging about it. This is just our World War II veterans, our Korean veterans, our Vietnam veterans, our Gulf War veterans, all of our veterans in all of the wars. It's something that you do not want to do. And, you know, in order to protect that freedom. But David's book is excellent. If you haven't read it, it's just an unbelievable read, because he tells the truth about combat and about war. And nobody wants to be in war. Nobody wants to be in combat. But someone has to do it to protect our freedom. And like I said, and you said, we have these brave men and women, young people, that do this on our behalf. Wow. I mean, they are our true heroes when you think about it.
No, they really are. They really are. And God bless each and every one of them. And it's because of them we get to celebrate our freedom on the 4th of July.
It's absolutely correct. It's just not a day off from work. You know, we really should celebrate, you know, what we are as a country. And we know now with everything that's going on in the world, it's really, you know, you have Iran in the Middle East. You have China approaching on Taiwan. You really need to pay attention. Obviously, the Ukraine war. There's so much happening, and we have to do what we have to do, but we have to be smart about it. And I think that's why we have our leaders there at the national level to, you know, hopefully in our military to protect us and to make sure that, you know, we maintain this freedom, because people don't want us to be free. They don't want us to have the opportunities that we have today. And it's just, I'm praying that it maintains for, you know, my daughters and my family and your children. And it just is like, it's so fragile. You know, it's not guaranteed. So we really have to be protective of that.
Again, that is the William J. Donovan Purple Heart recipient ceremony, August 7th, 10 a.m. And make sure you sign up by August 1st. I will post that link on my socials, and you can always get in touch with the clerk through the phone or online. Now, Mickey, before we let you go.
I got to go, Joe.
You got to go?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
Before we go, lots of talking yesterday. And I have to say, it was hilarious. It was funny. I mean, I love it because I love that people are always listening to the station. I was walking into Tops. I had you and David on in my ears, and I was walking, and three cars I walked by had the station blasting with their windows open. So I know everyone was listening. How have talks gone the last 24 hours about the mayoral race and your potential inclusion in that?
Well, first a few things. One, you know, there's a lot of people that have called me, obviously, after the active mayor, Mayor Scanlon, did not win the primary. He had a hard-fought race. Yeah, he really, really worked hard. He was everywhere. And, you know, the current active mayor, Mayor Scanlon, you know, he obviously made the decision to not carry on. He declined his line to go to the end. So that opened up some discussion and some talk from people in the community. And people have reached out to me and contacted me, knowing that I have the experience. I've been elected countywide three times. I ran for mayor of the city of Buffalo. I served in Albany. I was a sitting Buffalo Common Council member. And I could say it, I am the most independent elected official in Erie County. Every time I run for office, I'm running against the party, not because I don't support the party. It's just because the political bosses, they want to control these offices. They want people who can be bossed. They want people who can be controlled. And I can't be bought. I mean, if you look at this primary, the amount of money that was spent that Sean Ryan received, if you don't think that there's going to be a payback for that, that's something that we're going to need to discuss. So people have reached out to me and contacted me. I know James Gardner, I said this before, he is the candidate right now on the Republican and on the conservative line. He's an excellent candidate. I know the chairman, both chairmen of the conservative and the Republican party, they have a lot of work to do. And, you know, this is just discussion. You know, there's a lot that needs to go into it. I think people got excited yesterday at the prospect of maybe the possibility that someone like myself who could take on the party, Because, Joe, here's the one thing you know about me. I'm not looking to build a kingdom. I'm not looking to place hundreds or thousands of people on the payroll like Jeremy Zellner will be doing. I mean, the guy's a pig. He's got two jobs. And, you know, someone's got to stop him. And it's just like they're like pigs at the trough. They just don't want to eat and take from taxpayers more and more and more. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm a City of Buffalo resident. And the point being is, to win that race, you're going to need some things. One, you're going to need name recognition. And two, you're going to need, funding. But I'm not looking, if I were to do it, I'm not looking to go there. I would serve 4 years, make all the tough decisions that needed to be made. But every time I made a decision, I would be making it not on behalf of the party bosses. I'd be making it on behalf of the people of the City of Buffalo. I mean, Jeremy Zellner doesn't even live in the City of Buffalo. He doesn't even reside in the city. And he helped orchestrate, he rigged the process of appointing Sean Ryan as the Democratic nominee with people from the suburbs. That's a fact. And, you know, there's a lot of good people. It wasn't an open process. It wasn't a fair process. It was rigged. So what they don't like is they can't control me. They want someone in there that can be controlled. And like I said, you look at all those checks that came in, that amount of money that was spent, there's going to be payback. People don't give you money without payback. I remember Jimmy Griffin used to say to me, you know, big paychecks, big payback. You know, there's going to be a need for payback. Do we need that for 4 more years? We have a terrible financial situation. We're going to have to make some tough decisions. $70 million in the hole. I know the acting mayor made some decisions that hopefully and some cuts that will help with that. But, you know, this is all discussion right now. There's a lot of things that would need to happen. I know there's a lot of people that are excited, and I'm excited too. I mean, I love the City of Buffalo. I served on the Buffalo Common Council. I think there's a lot that can be done in the city. But once again, the bosses don't want that. They want this to be over. Joe, if you think about it, the Buffalo News, who's in bed with the Democratic Party, the Buffalo News was already writing articles about who's going to take Sean Ryan's seat in Albany.
Yep.
I mean, they're already, I mean, how egregious is that? It's already fait accompli. It's done. Don't, you know, and what they want to do is, I mean, they're already going to start attacking me personally. They're going to start attacking my office here, my time at the clerk's office. The things that we've done at the clerk's office, no one has made improvements to the DMV. I'll put my record up against anyone's record over the past 20 years on what we've done. Joe, we've just, the real ID, we looked at our numbers from last year to this year on license renewals. This goes to the great work and the planning of my staff and my team. We did an additional 60,000 renewals over that time. That's going to be a lot of money for Erie County. And, you know, I'm the only person that has been an executive. I've managed budgets. When you're in the legislature, I've been in the legislature in Albany, you can ride the wave and you could take these terrible votes like Sean Ryan has done, like letting boys go into girls' bathrooms, like in the bathroom bills. He's got a terrible record. He's voting with a guy out of New York City who's now the mayoral candidate who's considered a communist. Let's look at how many votes he's taken and compare those votes to what Sean Ryan agrees with them on. I'll take my voting record in Albany. I'll take the time when, you know, I'm voting against someone who was a crook, Sheldon Silver. I was saying from the time I was in there, Sheldon Silver was a crook. Sean Ryan kept on voting for him, because you know why? That's what these people do. They're insiders. They, you know, they take advantage of the system. You know, how does Jeremy Zellner work two jobs? He's the Board of Elections Commissioner, and you know what? He's head of the Democratic Party. How does he do that? You know what? People just, they feel defeated. I'm telling you out there, people feel so defeated on what's going on in the political community. Well, here's the thing. If it works out, and we don't know if it's going to work out, if it works out, they will have an opportunity and they'll have a real choice of someone who is working for them. I don't want to be there if I run for more than 4 years. I'm going to get in and get out. That's a promise I'm not going to go back on. And, you know, we can make this city and we could really do some really great things again in the City of Buffalo. It's a beautiful city. We're a waterfront city, has many resources. You know, the business community, is just really hurting. If you think about it, it's never come back after COVID. And, you know, mistake after mistake after mistake. Well, we can't correct the mistakes of the past. But going forward, we could have a conversation. And, you know, maybe some big things don't get done, Joe, but maybe just it's a reset. It's a correction of the past. You know, people cannot afford housing. I mean, housing is a huge issue in the city of Buffalo. Crime, people's cars, it's running rampant. It's just, I hear this from people all of the time. So it's an interesting thing. Obviously, you know, I'm a passionate person. I love Buffalo. I think it's a great, great city. It's a beautiful city. We got some of the best architecture. We obviously have the best people. But if you want the same old stuff, that's what you're going to get. You know, you're going to get the same thing. A couple little changes here or there. If you want real change, but I think, you know, people, to answer your question, people want something different. And, you know, a lot would have to happen in order for this to occur. I just magically can't snap my fingers. I mean, there would have a lot to be done.
Yeah. Hey, Mickey Kearns, and you are someone who knows about the Democrat Party stacking up against you during the primary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they run Republicans against me. I'm a registered Democrat. And they say, well, we'll take this person over the other person. You know, you can't get personal. They just made this so personal.
Yeah.
You know, this is the problem, the decisiveness of politics today. That's why nobody really votes. No one cares because they're sick and tired. All they want is something to get done. This could be something unique. It could be something that, you know, the rest of the country could look at. Buffalo is a growing city, but Buffalo has issues. Big issues, and they need to be addressed. And if the, you know, Board of Elections, if the Democratic Party is going to be running things and telling Sean who he has to appoint in positions, then it's going to be the same old thing.
For sure.
It's just the same old thing. So,
Hey, Erie County Clerk Mickey Kearns, always great catching up with you.
Thank you, appreciate the time. Thank you.
That is the Erie County Clerk talking about the Purple Heart event that, again, is happening on August 7th at 10 a.m. It's the William J. Donovan Purple Heart Recipient 2025 ceremony. If you have a name you want to put in, you have till August 1st to do that, and we would urge you to do that. Great event put on by the clerk, and again, Old County Hall will be lit purple between August 4th and 10th in recognition. When we come back, more Beamer in for Bellavia on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.